So, Gerard, you were actually present in 2006 when the International Astronomical Union famously demoted Pluto and changed the definition of a planet. Tell me about that.
So that was a very interesting meeting where we first showed up and they were circulating a newspaper. There was actually an internal newspaper. It's a big enough meeting talking about the proposed definition at the time. By the end of the meeting, a little footnote of sorts had been attached to it, which was a secondary part of the definition, which is, in colloquial terms, big enough to be a bully, which is when the planet is moving around its orbit, does it push everything else out of its way? Does it clear its zone? And that is what was adopted, and that's what, quote-unquote, demoted Pluto.
Can I ask, how did you cast your vote?
I voted against this definition because it's just pretty much silly. If you take Earth and you move it to the Kuiper Belt, it ceases to be a planet because it won't have enough time to clear its orbit.
Will Grundy, you're part of a group that has proposed a new definition for planets.
Well, it's not actually a new definition. It's really more of a documentation of the usage that planetary scientists have been, by and large, using all along. And that's just simply an object that is large enough to be round, but not large enough to be a star. So all of the giant planets have satellites that are big enough to be round. And then there's quite a few bodies in the Kuiper Belt that are large enough to be spherical. There's maybe a couple in the asteroid belt. And then, of course, our own moon. In total, we count up a little over 100 objects that would probably qualify, and there's probably more to be discovered.
Okay, so there's no such thing as too many.
No, more the merrier. And we don't get worked up about students having to encounter more than 100 elements in the periodic chart, or more than, you know, or 50 states in the United States. You know, it's just how the definition fits, and they actually cope perfectly well with these things.
Yeah, if you can find me a six-year-old that complains that there's too many dinosaurs out.
Oh, man. My kids have practically memorized 715 Pokemon, so they can do these things, you know?
So this definition is simple enough for an elementary school student to understand. Why does that matter?
Little kids have an innocence and an open-mindedness that makes them actually a really useful test for a concept. If you can't explain a concept to a kid, you probably don't understand it well enough yourself.
This is one of those things that makes it into a fairly simple thing to describe, and it makes sense to a four-year-old. And if the definition doesn't make sense to somebody at that age, then maybe it's a little too complicated.
Why do you think this debate matters so much?
You know, let me put a fine point on it. If the quote-unquote demotion of Pluto had happened 10 years earlier, prior to the congressional vote on whether or not to fund the mission New Horizons to go there, that vote might have gone a very different way if the members of Congress had not been thinking about sending something to a planet. And so there are very real consequences about these sorts of things.